Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. John Carney, Breitbart News Editor, Economics and Finance, and co-author of the fabulous Breitbart Business Digest, a must-read. The guy's got a cult following. John, thank you for your time. Bidenomics is creating a debt inflation spiral. First of all, Republicans need to talk more about that in the debate on September 27th. But you got some great numbers here. The deficit's gone from $1 trillion last year to $2 trillion this year. Federal outlays, government spending is up 10%, according to our friend Joe Livornia. And the likelihood is inflation is set to reaccelerate. Okay, so those are some of your key points. It's a strange story, a very difficult story. They're spending like no tomorrow.
That's right. Usually you would not see this kind of spending, you know, this doubling of the deficit, first of all, incredible. The 10% increase in spending, incredible. Outside of a catastrophe, you know, usually a war or a very serious recession, we're doing it with none of those things happening, and that's going to cause a couple problems. One, if we do end up in a big economic problem in the future, again, war, huge natural disaster, we're going to be fiscally constrained because we're already running up the deficit so much and we're already spending so much. So that's a problem. But number two, once we get used to this level of spending, right, if we're doing this at normal times, it's hard to figure out how do you cut it ever, right? Mm. Once you've settled into, no, we're going to run a $2 trillion deficit even when, you know, the unemployment is at 3.8%, right? I haven't looked through, you know, but the deficit relative to GDP with the unemployment rate as low as it is, has probably never been like this outside of a serious recession, probably not since World War II. And this is a very big, big fiscal impulse that we're pushing into the economy that is going to help encourage inflation and is frankly working counter purposes to what the Fed is trying to do.
Yeah, that's a key point. That's exactly right. Counter purposes. Government is spending like no tomorrow, and the Fed is trying to absorb the money supply, so they're at loggerheads. You're running, I think, John, in round ballpark numbers, you know, I'm in firm, but I think the deficit is about 7-8% of GDP with a 3.5% unemployment rate, 3.8%, so that's outrageous. But spending, which is the real problem, is 26% of GDP. Historically, I think the 50-year average is 20. So you're running like 6 percentage points above. Again, with a 3.8% unemployment rate, we may have a recession next year, but we don't see it right now, as you've said many times. I mean, there's no end to this. And I think what you're suggesting, and I went and looked this up, you're right, it looks like inflation is actually re-accelerating. I looked at the Cleveland Fed nowcast and so forth. The CPI number comes out this week and may be kind of a shocker.
I think the CPI number may be a big shocker. A lot of people have in their heads that inflation is going to sort of smoothly keep coming down. And that doesn't look to be the case. I mean, a big driver here will be energy. I mean, drive around, you'll see that the gas prices are up a lot. We're probably going to see an acceleration of food price inflation as well, because we've had some, you know, pretty wacky weather across the whole country. I mean, it's been super hot in lots of the country. That's going to hurt crop yields. But the main thing is inflation is going higher. It's not just because of gas, and it's not just because of food. I think we're going to see, we might not see a huge uptick in core inflation this month, but I think that's coming. And the markets aren't prepared for that yet. They still, you know, more or less believe that we're on a smooth sailing with inflation coming down. And when it starts to tick back up, and a huge part of that will be this fiscal expansion that we're seeing through the Biden administration spending, I think that's going to catch people by surprise. And frankly, the, you know, it'll be very interesting to see what the Fed has to say about this, because they meet the week after next, right? So we're like, we're going to have the CPI numbers. Then we get the Fed meeting. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they react if, you know, CPI starts going back up.
Well, that's right. So you, I think Wall Street seems certain that the Fed won't raise their target interest rate, but Wall Street could be wrong again.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen at the next Fed meeting won't be a raise. If they wanted to raise, they could have let us know that this week. There, you know, there was a flood of speakers from the Fed, and even our friend Christopher Waller did not sound like he was in the mood to raise rates. I mean, you know, Larry, you can take credit. He's there.
It was my best appointment, but actually, yeah. You know what? I mean, it was President Trump's appointment, but it was Jim Bullard who brought his, you know, who brought him in on the radar screen. I thought Bullard was pretty hawkish recently.
Yes, Bullard has been hawkish. One of the greatest things about Bullard, and I think we'll find this with Waller, is they were they're both very analytical. They weren't either instinctively hawkish, right, or rather lockstep hawkish or lockstep dovish. They looked at what was happening in the economy, and they came to the right position based on that. So I don't think they raised this time, but I think they will do what you could call a hawkish hold, because they're going to communicate that, and we're going to see this, that their estimates for GDP are going to come up, right? They really underestimated how high GDP is going to be this year in their, you know, at the last meeting. So they're going to raise that up. They're going to have to lower their estimate for unemployment. Unemployment is not going up as fast as they thought it would. And the, you know, and we're getting they call it the SEP, the summary of economic projections. We're getting another one of those at this meeting. So even though they probably won't raise, they can sort of raise through communications by showing that they're, you know, right, they think the economy will grow faster and unemployment will be lower.
John Carney, last night on the TV show, Kevin Hassett made a very strong case that the UAW is going to strike against the Big Three. The issue is job losses from electric vehicles. Now, it's really a strike against Joe Biden, but it'll be a strike against the Big Three. Have you focused on that? Have you looked at that? Because if they go out, John, that's just going to really damage the economy.
It will damage the economy. I have focused on it. I think Kevin is right. We are going with the likelihood of a strike seems to be growing much higher. They, you know, whatever negotiations have taken place have not seemed to make any progress. The electric vehicles is a huge part of that because it just involves so many fewer people to build the electric vehicles. There's a lot of robotics involved. A lot of the parts, no matter what the Biden administration says about, oh, no, people will build building electric vehicles here in the U.S., a lot of that is going to be done abroad. And, you know, the components shipped in, a lot of the batteries will be made abroad, even though they keep saying they'll be built here. That, you know, that remains to be seen. The unions are worried about that. And the unions are very upset about what's happened with Biden inflation. You know, and what they want is basically not so much that they're worried that we're going to get 9% unemployment next year, but, you know, they looked at food prices are up 20% over the last 2 years, and they say we need to be made whole for that, right? Like, we need a raise just to keep up with the inflation that's already happened. So, as you said, this is going to be very much a strike against Bidenomics, and it will hurt the economy going into an election year, which, you know, the Biden administration will probably try to avert, but I don't see what they can do to repair the damage that's mostly being done by their policies.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license.
If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Yes. UAW might want a lot of benefits, too. I wonder if they're going to want for laid-off workers-type benefits. I mean, this is it could be an odd strike. You're right about wages, and they have to catch up with food prices and the CPI, but I'm just wondering, they might want to protect future unemployed UAW workers who get laid off from the electric vehicles.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a union, that's one of the best things you can do is say, look, we see what's happening. We see the future coming. We probably can't, you know, avoid having there be, you know, fewer people building vehicles in the future, especially if we're pushing towards electric vehicles, which I think actually that may be a little exaggerated. I think there may be some push back against that in the future. We may not go as electric as fast as people think we're going to. But one of the things that the union should be doing is saying, okay, so if we know that's happening, what are you going to do to make sure that we're not immiserated by this change? That, you know, that our people who have spent their lives learning to do this aren't going to be asked to, you know, get a job in the, you know, serving donuts instead and you know, earning minimum wage. That's not fair to them. And, of course, their union should be looking out for their interests.
What's, you know, you mentioned stronger than expected growth. Last I looked, I think the Atlanta Fed GDP tracker was still about 5.5% for Q3,
yeah,
something like that.
5.6, that's right. It came down from 5.8. But the last three readings, so this week and the end of last week, have come in at 5.6, which, you know, everybody says it's going to come down, and it will. I agree. It's not, you know, we're not going to end up with 5.6% growth in the third quarter. But it is not coming down so far, and the longer this goes on, the more you have to ask, like, how far is it going to come down? I've heard, you know, very respected economists at, you know, big Wall Street firms say that they're raising their numbers up above 3% now for the third quarter, which is quite a lot of growth in the third quarter.
All right. John Carney, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, Nobody Does It Better. Thank you, John. Folks, quick break. And then the other side, the great Roger Stone, political consultant, political analyst, superior, and WABC radio host. I'm Kudlow. Roger Stone, up next.
Larry Kudlow.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.